Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You gotta fight!
'36 tie in overtime. Chiefs first down and goal to go. Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fade comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Mahomes spread set 2x2 with Pacheco in the backfield. Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side. Kelce over the shoulder. He's got the catch. He's got the touchdown. Kansas City, a beautifully thrown ball as Mahomes to Kelce, 18 yards officially, and the 14th time that Patrick Mahomes has found Travis Kelce for a postseason touchdown, second in National Football League history.
All right, we are now joined by former coach Travis Kelce at Cincinnati, Butch Jones. I want to talk to you real quick about this guy because he's going to have a pretty special day here when it comes to Kansas City. As he said, maybe his swan song, Butch, we thank you for the time. When it comes to Travis Kelce, we do this thing on our show called One Word. Give me one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Unique.
Is Travis Kelce the most unique player maybe that you've been a part of during your coaching career?
I would say yes. I've been very blessed. We had Antonio Brown at Central Michigan, but when you really look at the Travis Kelce story, I don't know if there's going to be very many stories out there with the future and the landscape of college football right now with the resolve, the resiliency, the ability to take hard coaching, the ability to follow through on standards that were set for him. It's really a remarkable story and how far he's come.
You know, when you look at Travis Kelce, obviously you recruited him in high school to go to Cincinnati. What did you see then that said, this is a guy that we have to have?
Well, it's really a unique situation. To go back to that word unique again, when I became the head coach at Cincinnati, Travis was actually there. And he fancied himself. He was on the roster and he was serving a suspension from the bowl game that's been well documented. So he fancied himself as a quarterback. And so all year we could evaluate him because he was ineligible to play. And we kept talking about the ability of him to be a game changer at the tight end position. And he didn't have any flaws at that particular time and no bad habits because we were going to teach him the position. And so, you know, that year I think really helped him in terms of growing into the position and learning the nuances of playing tight end, the blocking techniques. You know, obviously he's always been a gifted athlete, but I think that year allowed him the luxury to really learn that position.
We always hear the stories about how Jason's been like the perfect older brother to Travis. You know, Andy Reid, when he wanted to draft Travis Kelce, he went out and reached out to Jason Kelce. You ever have any of those moments where you had to reach out to Jason or anything like that when it came to Trav?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at defining brotherly love in a support system that, you know, Jason has provided for Travis, I don't think there's any better story out there. You know, Jason has kind of been the big brother, pushed him, hard love, tough love, nurturing when he needed it. So, yeah, there's a number of times that I would reach out to Jason to kind of get Travis right. And, you know, Jason was the one that, you know, when we made the determination to suspend him, Jason was the one who really went to bat and out of respect for him. He told me, Coach, I'll get him right. You can count on me. Don't give up on him. And Jason was right. And again, the resolve, the resiliency, but have such tremendous respect for both of those two because the love that they have for each other, but also, you know, the ability to have hard conversations too and to be able to push each other and guide each other.
Where is Travis Kelce today if Jason Kelce's not part of his life?
Ooh, I don't even want to think about that. And thank God we don't have to. But, you know, they feed off of each other. They're both unique individuals. And again, I use that term again, but you know, Jason's kind of the cerebral. Jason could be, you know, a doctor or a surgeon, very bright, very intelligent, you know, where Travis is kind of the flamboyant, and Jason was always the one with kind of have his thumb on him, so to speak. But, you know, I think both those two really kind of feed off of each other. And, you know, again, that's why I think when you look at both these individuals, I don't know if we'll ever really experience, I know in my lifetime, I don't think I'll ever experience a brother tandem like Jason and Travis when you look at the success that they've had. But also now you look at the success that Jason's having off the field. And I think Travis, at some point in time when football concludes for him, I think he'll probably go that route and be extremely successful there as well.
So when you had Travis on suspension and Jason's telling you to keep him around, were you seriously considering maybe not bringing Travis Kelce back to the program?
Well, I knew we were at a point in time where we had to do something to help him. And, you know, Travis is a great individual. And Travis is one of those individuals who at an early age was heavily influenced. He liked being around people. He's a people person. You guys have experienced his personality on and off the field, and people gravitate towards him, but he was a little bit of a follower, and that's where Jason was the big brother. But, you know, when Jason left to be a rookie, they were separated when he was with the Eagles. So I felt we needed something. So we laid out some clearly articulated, defined expectations that Travis had to met, and he exceeded those expectations. He had to have a 3.0 in the spring semester. He couldn't miss one class. And I told him, I'm going to check classes. And I would randomly show up. And it was really remarkable. In all my years of coaching, I have never seen an individual flip the switch, change. It was always in him. But I've never seen an individual have a final year, a senior year like Travis Kelce had.
Yeah, you see that. You get him as like an oyster, and you got to polish that pearl to make sure it ends up being what it can be, the potential that we see in the NFL. Did you ever have like conversation with referees pregame where they're like, hey, this guy here, we got our eye on him or anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you this. Going into his senior year, two great stories. First of all, really what discovered Travis is every year we've done this is we have a group of retired U.S. military personnel who actually would come in and they train our team under what they call shared adversity. And you really find out who the leaders of your team, and they've never been wrong. Within 24 hours, they could tell me, hey, this is the lead of your team. This is the voice of your team. So I'll never forget. We're sitting in a room and we're doing the debrief after they concluded the 24 hours, and the leader of the group says, Coach, you probably don't want to hear this, but the leader of your team is Travis Kelce. And I looked at him and I said, there's no way. And he laughed. He goes, he has influence. Everybody follows him. And they were exactly right. He's probably the best captain, best leader I've ever been a part of. He set the example on and off the field, the way he took care of his body, the way he practiced, the toughness. And, you know, everyone looks at this great pass catcher and route runner, but really, Travis made his way to the National Football League because he was a relentless blocker. And when you talk about somebody playing through the echo of the whistle, he defines playing through the echo of the whistle. And before every game his senior year, he wore 18 in college. And the official would come up to me in our pregame meeting and say, now, Coach, you need to make sure you control number 18. He pushes the limit of playing through the whistle. And I would just kind of smile internally because I know we had mentally already intimidated our opponent, because that had to be coming from the opposite, the opposing coach. And so Travis really set that standard and the expectation of really being a complete tight end.
It sounds a lot like what you experienced with Travis Kelce in college, Andy Reid experienced here in the NFL, because he was about a minute away from getting rid of Travis Kelce and talked about it. He goes, I'm frustrated. I'm kind of to my breaking point with that guy. And from that moment on, Travis Kelce turned it around on the field and off the field. It sounds like he went through a little bit of that with you as well. When he had that kind of like, oh my God moment, this may be taken away from me. That's when Travis kind of figured things out.
No question. And he's figured it out quite well. But I think probably the experience that he had at the University of Cincinnati and going through all that obviously probably prepared him for the big stage that he's been on. But again, I'm going to go back to previous in our conversation. I don't think any of this would have happened if it wouldn't also be for the guidance of Jason. But again, I worry about, you know, this story, that this journey that Travis Kelce's been on. I don't know, again, if we're going to be able to go through anything like this with the transfer portal now, resolve, resiliency. If there is anyone who's ever showed resolve and resiliency, it's Travis Kelce.
There's been stories about him interacting with the military over the years. Did you guys get to experience any of that when you were with him in Cincinnati?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's what we get back. We talked about when we had them come in and train our football team in leadership. And, you know, the way he finished, the way he held his teammates accountable, the juice, the energy, you know, all the things that have been well documented in his career at Kansas City, that really started to come out in those sessions when things got harder, when things got more with adverse situations. The best of Travis Kelce came out, and he set the standard, not just in getting after guys and encouraging guys and his intensity and his voice and how he spoke to him, but his body language, and really setting the temperament and setting the standard by how he did things.
Wrapping up this interview with Butch Jones, who's with Travis Kelce in Cincinnati, I want to ask you this on a fun sort of ending question. We've seen a lot of things that maybe still surprise you. Would you have ever thought Travis Kelce would be the biggest pop star in the world and Taylor Swift?
You know what? It does not surprise me. That's the uniqueness how we started this interview that Travis Kelce brings about. He's flamboyant. His personality speaks for itself. He can interact with anyone and everyone. He can carry on a conversation with anyone and everyone, and he has a pleasing personality. And I think that's what makes him a great leader, is he has influence and people really kind of gravitate towards Travis. And I think he's learned how to control that over the years with wisdom and maturity. And I think that part is kind of probably what got him in trouble and in places he didn't want to be in his early years of college. But he's been able to, you know, understand now. We always say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And there's times when a couple years from Travis, he's like, hey coach, show me your friends and I'll show you your future, and all the little sound bites and the words that he uses and all the little things he's taken coaching. And I think that's why he's been extremely successful.
Butch, we appreciate the time talking all things Travis Kelce, and good luck with you and your endeavors in life, and we appreciate all the nice things you had to say about 87 in Kansas City.
Well, I appreciate everything that the entire community of Kansas City's done for Travis. I know he loves it there. I know how everyone's embraced him. So I love him like a son, and I'm a big Chiefs fan. So I really appreciate the time to even be able to talk to you on 87 Day.
Well, there you go, and enjoy it down at Arkansas State. Knock him dead and continue success down there.
All the best. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thanks to Butch Jones for joining the show. We go back in time as well. If you missed Andy Reid's interview with Travis Kelce, we get to Big Red on the other side, as well as Cody Tapp's memories on Travis Kelce on Travis Kelce Day here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Good for a weekend. Mm. So it's gonna be forever.
Praise be, T-Swift. Make the bad boys good on a weekend.
Yeah. I like those words. Somewhere Tony Dungy is not happy.
He's like, I'm not a bad guy.
Looks like very good.
Looks like a Keebler elf. Some breaking news out of Chiefs camp before we get back into Travis Kelce Day and get to Andy Reid and Cody Tapp. Christian Fulton, your guy, Mac. He is off the pup list and out in pads. Let's with go. A helmet today at Chiefs camp, according to Matt McMullen, friend of the show.
That's huge. That is massive. I mean, again, he's going to start, but again, that allows McDuffie to slide inside to his all-pro first team All-Pro role as a slot corner. That's awesome.
He just added $10 million on McDuffie's contract
per year.
Hey, Christian, here's a Rolly. Thanks for the raise, dude. We've been giving everybody a shot at the station to give their favorite Travis Kelce moment. This is a guy who you can hear in about 45 minutes live in St. Joe with his co-host Alex Gold. Cody Tapp on a Kelce memory.
Genuinely tough to choose your favorite Travis Kelce moments because I liked the ones when he was still growing up. I liked when he said that the ref shouldn't even work at a footlocker. I like when he made a motion at a certain ref or tossed the flag at him. But also just where they got in the Super Bowl run and the growing up he did during that time in some of the leadership plays. Knowing what they were going to do on defense on the 13-second play against Josh Allen always stands out. There's just so many career moments for Travis Kelce to choose from. But obviously, catching touchdowns in Super Bowls is what I'm going to remember him most for by the time this thing is done. And sacrifices he made when he didn't care about getting a 1,000-yard season for the, 47th time in a row and instead chose to win. So, weirdly enough, my favorite moments for him are just watching what a different player he became in his career.
Yeah, I think that's really it for Travis Kelce for me. Watching the way that he evolved over the course of his career has been really a masterclass. I think, if you're looking at a player in the NFL from start to finish, and we're all assuming that Travis is closer to finish than he is starting, mm-hmm. the guy has changed so much from who he was on the field and off the field. And even on the field, I remember having the conversations, this guy's not reliable. And I think it was the Pittsburgh game where he was dropping passes, and you're like, if you're going to be the best tight end in the NFL, you got to make these plays in these playoff games. And then it all started to click. You got kind of comfortable with Alex Smith, and it started to pick up towards the end of Alex's tenure here and then just really took off on the field from Patrick Mahomes. But all that comes with age and maturity and all of that kind of stuff. And even Mitch talked about it this morning with us. They're not going to do load management, as he likes to use that term, as people like to use that term in sports. But Travis Kelce's not going to play every single play in the regular season because you're gearing up to keep them ready and healthy for the postseason. Also, keep that in mind this year, guys. Mm-hmm. It's not about the regular season. As I've tried to tell you for the last 5 years, the regular season doesn't mean anything for this team. It's all about what they do in the playoffs, 11-6. Win the Super Bowl. They don't care about the regular season. It's not going to be about the regular season. So you will see stuff in the regular season this year that you're mad about. You don't like it. I can't believe they're doing this. The eye on the prize, man. January and February is all that matters to this organization.
What do we say? The Chiefs season really starts in December?
Yeah, really, it does. Right about Christmas 100%. Time, right after Thanksgiving, that's when you start to get that gear up going for the point of the year that truly matters. I mean, you can't be losing sleep over October football games, just like you can't lose sleep over May baseball games.
Yeah.
When you get down to the end, to the crunch time, the good teams always step up and take care of business,
If you missed it earlier, we had Andy Reid on the show, and he told us everything all about Travis Kelce.
It's your birthday today. Oh, happy birthday.
That's not the right one. I'm sorry. He just had to wish me happy birthday. I apologize. Had to take a little moment out of the day. But Andy Reid was on the show, and Andy, how the hell are you doing?
Guys, I'm doing great, man. No better day to have a great day than on Travis's day.
No doubt about it. I mean, this is a guy that, we have obviously kind of fallen in love with here in Kansas City and made him our own. But I want to go back to the initial time you saw Travis Kelce and you're like, this is the guy. What stood out about him when you decided this was the guy we're going to draft out of Cincinnati?
Yeah, well, I had a little bit of cheat on that because I knew his brother. I drafted his brother in Philly, and then I watched him play against my son, who's at Temple. Watched him play against Temple, and actually Travis play against my son at Temple, and so I saw him after the game. He came. Jason was there, and he came over and said hello and. And I said, you keep working, you're going to be playing in this league, and here we go. So I had a little heads up on him before the draft came, before he became draft eligible.
Andy, we do this segment on our show. It's called One Word. Give me one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Great.
That's a good one.
No, I'm glad that you say that because we always hear the stories of the draft day, you called Jason and all that sort of stuff. When did you kind of know? Because I know you always say we look forward to the challenge of insert team's name. When did you get ready for the challenge to be Andy Reid or Travis Kelce's head coach?
Yeah, so I, you know, and I give John Dorsey credit on this too, but we had our eye on him right from the get-go, and John loved him, I loved him, and it was mutual on that one. So just getting him, it was a matter of just being able to draft him. But I, you know, I made sure I talked to him that day, the day we drafted him and picked him. So he's just, you know, at that time he was a little bit flamboyant. And how he went about things, different than his brother that way. But he's really grown. I've watched him grow and into this solid man. And he's really done a great job with himself, his life, you know, being a, just an all-around good person, you know.
Yeah, and Andy, I think that's one of the coolest things that we've seen in Travis Kelce over the course of his career. He didn't just become the best tight end, but he changed his kind of off-the-field stuff and stopped kind of doing the – you know, the nonsense, for lack of a better term. You guys got to him from that standpoint. When did you see that turn with Travis Kelce where he became the player and the person that he is today versus the guy that maybe he was his first couple of years?
And so the first year he really couldn't play much because he had that knee. And
right.
And so he had to get that thing fixed up. And then, you know, he goes out there and he's a competitive guy and nobody's going to push him around. He's just wired that way. So he got a little feisty out there and he'd talk and get our guys fired up and get the other guys mad. And then he had, you know, that Irish temper there. And so he let that thing go every once in a while. And, you know, he learned to control it. He saw that it was hurting the team with the penalties, learned to control it. And that probably took place after his third year, fourth year, somewhere in there. And he's done good. You know, he's done good with that.
Andy, I know you've got a memory better than most of everybody on this planet when it comes to football and plays and all that sort of thing. Is there a play that sticks out or a moment that sticks out for you with Travis Kelce in this dynasty run with the Chiefs?
Yeah, so in the dynasty run. Well, the or play whatever. That sticks out that was crazy was like his first year, I believe it was a preseason game, and he catches this ball and outruns the whole secondary. And everybody just went, whoa, this is a tight end that can go now. I mean, can really go. And it kind of opened everybody's eyes. Like, this guy's a chance to be great. And he has. And he's maintained that. He's worked his tail off to be able to play as long as he has. Now, you take all these games. I mean, I know – we had the whole thing where he kind of shoved me and he was upset that he wasn't playing every play. And I was trying to spot him there. He's getting a little older, try to spot him. And then he comes back the second half and just dominates,
yeah.
You know? And so that's the biggest game you have. That's a Super Bowl. And he wanted every play to come to him and he wanted to take over. And so obviously that can't happen. Somebody's got to be the bad guy on that. So it is a team sport, but that's his mentality. He says, you know, let me have this thing. I'll take care of business. And you love that about
him. You mentioned, you know, the dynasty era. So when does the dynasty era start for you with Travis Kelce? Is it when Mahomes took over as the quarterback?
Yeah. Well, listen, you had a pretty good thing going with Alex too. So I would tell you that, between those two guys, he's been so productive, but he's had huge plays. That's what, you know, you look at him and he's not overly muscled or overly sized. He's just, but he's flexible and then he's got that, ability to stay relatively healthy through things. And he works hard in practice and he carries that over to game. So, and then he makes these huge plays. I mean, these huge plays and, that win games. So that's unique. And then Patrick obviously trusts him in those situations. So, his ability to come through like right when you need it, has been just uncanny.
I know there's stories about how, you know, Mahomes will drop a play or call you at, you know, wee hours in the morning and, you know, kind of pick your brain. Has Travis ever slid in there and been like, Coach, I got an idea for something? And if it has it ever worked?
Oh, yeah. No. He always, not always, but you listen when he brings you something because it's normally a pretty good idea. Yeah.
And when you see
it always includes him too.
That's right. So.
No
hey,
doubt.
Have you ever brought your boss a good idea that didn't include you, Andy? You know.
No, that's right. That's right. He's smart.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
You know what? I do have the Red album, so I mean, you know, I do have that one. Now, listen, I knew her before he knew her, uh-huh. So. My family has been a big fan of hers, and you know, we know her father and mother and that whole deal. They're from the Philadelphia area, so Pennsylvania, and her dad's a huge football fan. So, you know, we hit it off with him, and then she became this famous person, and arguably the most famous woman in the world since probably the Queen passed away. So. You know, but she sure handles it the right way, and that's the part I appreciate the most.
What has that relationship been like for you? It's now going into what, season three, I guess, year three of their relationship. As a dad with two daughters, I loved every moment of it, Andy. I can't tell you how this has changed my relationship with my daughters. They're so much more into the games now. They want to go. They're paying attention. It's been a great kind of dynamic for the three of us. What's it been like for you to see this relationship right in front of your eyes?
Well, listen, I think it's great. I obviously women, girls, they're looking at the game a little bit more, and look at flag football now. I mean, we're talking about Olympic sports. We're talking about college sports, and girls are having an opportunity to play the game, and they're loving it. And so not that it was all tied into her, but she got a big part of that. The NFL has bought into that too, so in supporting that, and I think it's a beautiful thing all the way around. But the thing I appreciate most is how she handles it, how Trav handles it. You know, they just do it the right way, and they're not a distraction by any means. People always ask, are they a distraction? Absolutely not. There's no distraction because of how they handle it.
Yeah. All right, so you're at the wedding, you're giving the best man speech, or you're giving a speech at the wedding. What's the one Travis Kelce story you want to tell to make sure everybody knows?
Ooh, well, there are a few I can't tell.
But oh, come on. Sure you can.
No, there are a lot of great stories, but I mean, he's done so many good things. All the things he does off the field that people don't know about, just helping people out and he's got a big heart that way, and, you know, I appreciate that the most.
Yeah, no doubt. Today is Travis Kelce. We're talking to Andy Reid, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's also my birthday today, Andy, so, I mean, I guess I'll shift over to Travis Kelce. He's way more important than I am. But when you look at this career, all said and done, and Travis Kelce is getting enshrined into Canton in the Hall of Fame, what will that mean to you, being like a mentor and a head coach for him?
Well, it's going to happen, and obviously I'd be so happy for him. It's his time and his effort that went into it. So, I'm glad to be a part of it and to watch him, but, you know, I'd obviously be very happy for him. I'd also tell you this now, you know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first of all, but you share that with Kareem. So it's his birthday. He's 30 years old today. So
I'm 38. So he's got some years. I got some years on him, but he's a lot better than I am.
Yeah. And Winchester, it's his birthday too. So you can long snap and run as well as they do. I mean, you got it in your blood.
I'll see you in St. Joe tomorrow.
All right, good.
So, Andy, before we let you go, in 15 years, look into your crystal ball, will we be doing a Josh Simmons Day?
Yeah, it's probably too early to tell, but he has talent, and he's doing a nice job with it. The thing I appreciate most of with him is he doesn't complain. He just goes out and works, and with that kind of an attitude, you normally get improvement and gradual growth here. So that's a plus. And I love the way he's working, and we just keep going.
No doubt. Andy, we appreciate the time. Go get that Lombardi trophy again this year, and we're ready to go for Chiefs season. I know you're ready to go, and we appreciate the time, Andy, on Travis Kelce Day.
All right, guys. Be safe. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
That's right. Bye-bye. Shout out to Coach Reid there for having time to come on the show and do that interview. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, really awesome. I mean, he could have been down there practicing with his team, but he's up here talking to – no, I'm kidding. We recorded that yesterday with Coach Reed, but always fun to hear, you know, kind of the stuff he had to say. And something that, you know, we'll pick up on and talk more about tomorrow is he kind of slipped up with that dynasty comment there, didn't he? Like, you mean before the dynasty or after the dynasty with Travis Kelce? So it'll be interesting to kind of talk about the dynasty and where that's kind of shaping up and where it's going, because clearly there's been, you know, obviously conversation about that as well. So good stuff from Andy Reid. Always fun to talk to the coach and to talk about a player that probably will go down, I would imagine, as one of his top five favorite players to coach. I would think Travis Kelce has to be on top that three. List of, you know, I don't know about like some of maybe his days in, you know, Green Bay, or maybe his days in Philadelphia. Maybe he's got some guys on there that he just absolutely loves. Like Spags loves Antonio Pierce. Like that's his guy. Like there maybe
never wear red.
He's back at practice today wearing red, wearing Chiefs gear. Good for Antonio. Like all these people that are mad at Antonio Pierce, up yours. What's he supposed to do? They fired him.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to be loyal to a place that got rid of him? Screw that.
Yeah, he doesn't care anymore. He has no affiliation with them. I thought that was a good interview from Andy because he's great. You know, every once in a while,
because you know Andy's going to be at that wedding the entire time going, I knew her before him.
Yeah, he pulled the one up.
Yeah, I mean, I knew him before she knew him, and here I am sitting at table 37, like, what the hell, man? I should be at table 2 giving a speech.
Yeah. I also, you know how we always play that drop, I can feel it in my plums?
Yes.
You can tell that Big Reed knows that he can feel it in his plums when it comes to Josh Simmons.
Did you see the pause was great, man. It was so like, so are we going to be doing a Josh Simmons day in 15 years?
Listen, yes.
It's a little too close to tell. It's like, all right, yeah.
Finally, my quarterback is protected by a wall. Like, we'll wrap this show up with Travis Kelce today here on 8-7. We thank you. We get to your text. We get to whatever you want to talk about here on Travis Kelce and some of our best moments from Mac, Bob, and myself here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bundle Ruski.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping.
First and 10, Chiefs at the Raider 47, double tights. Now Kelce walks out to the right side on a screen, catches, gets two blocks, 40. Kelce 35, Kelce 30, and runs over a Raider all the way down on a quick screen to the Raider 23-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Chiefs at the 11 of the Browns. Chiefs lead by 4. Mahomes takes the snap, looks middle, now fires for the end zone. Kelce's got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. And now Cleveland Heights High School can celebrate because one of their own tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone. 2 drives, 2 touchdowns for Kansas City. This on an 11-yard strike from Mahomes to Travis Kelce. For 45 yards, Alex Smith floats a pass, wide open left side, Travis Kelce, over the shoulder catch, touchdown! Kansas City at the far front pylon, as open as you can be for a 29-yard touchdown, burning Darian Stewart.
Man, where the hell did this show go? It's already over.
Yeah. Flew by today on Travis Kelce Day, just like him by defensive backs and linebackers.
Hey.
Somebody on the text line says, F, this is my top played song. Let's go.
That's awesome.
You and Travis, too. You share a like with Travis Kelce, 816.
That's funny.
No, man, it's been a great day. If I could take time, I thank Mac for everything, man.
Yep. Good job out of Mac, man. Today.
All we did was talk to coaches. You put everything together. You kept a cool, calm, collected head back there.
Got Mitch on for 8:30 to 8:43 to get him out at technically 8:07, which was perfect. It. You nailed that one.
Only Mitch. But Mac, thank you very much for everything
Thank
today.
You, guys. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Thank you. That was fun.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, but it's great. Text line 913-586-7965. Thank you all for enjoying this Travis Kelce Day on 8-7. To all the people that are viewing this show, up to 10,000 people clicked in and joined our show today. We thank you from everything that we have.
That's crazy. Huge number.
No idea what that means for us when our boss sees that number, so we can't do this show without you all. We couldn't have done this show without Travis Kelce.
He's been on vacation. Hopefully he pays attention.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, exactly.
So we appreciate that. This is from the text line. Gentlemen, today is my first day back at work after my honeymoon slash wedding. Thank you for making it not so blank with an awesome show.
Hey, good for you. Back on a Thursday. I kind of like that play.
Short week, I guess.
Couple of days, Thursday, Friday, boom, bounce for the week, and then recover and get back next week. I like that play. Where'd you go on your honeymoon? And tell us a little bit about that.
Please.
How was the wedding? I want information.
How many times you get laid?
We tried to do 10 when we went for our 10-year reunion, or 10-year reunion, 10-year anniversary. I said to my wife, I said, we're going to have 10 sexes. And we were there for 7 days. We got eight.
Eight.
That's doable. It was about two a day. By the time you fly in, you lose a day.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You talk about your full day. So you're like your five full, true, six true days. That's twice a day. We went for 10. We got to 8. And we were pretty proud. That's pretty good.
Very respectable.
Yeah, I thought so.
I just want to win, Jim.
Somebody says, can't wait for Taylor Swift Day on 8-9. Unfortunately, we'll be off. So that'll be Sunday, though, or that'll be Saturday. But Sunday, Mac Morey, you can hear him as the fantasy football show with Mac Morey starts officially the new season for the 2025 season. So get your popcorn ready, get your notes ready, get your pen and pencil and paper. Don't do it in pen yet. You got till Labor Day.
Yeah, you got a while. Unless you're my stupid league.
This is an awesome story here as we bring more people to light on Travis Kelce from the 573. It's 8-7 day, which happens to be the day my wife had surgery to remove cancer in 2012 and has been cancer-free now for 13 years.
Yeah, so there you go. Basically, let's the entire time Travis Kelce's been in Kansas City. That's really cool, man.
No
that's
doubt.
Awesome.
There. That's cool.
Yeah, way to go. That's fantastic, and probably had the right mindset and everything and fought through that, and you know, that's why you're healthy on the other side, because you had that right mindset, man. You get struck with a disease, be positive.
Yeah. Somebody says, over under Travis and Taylor getting engaged by Halloween. I'll take the over. It happens when they go to, San Francisco and win the Super Bowl.
Yes,
just down on one knee.
Right, yeah.
Steals a page of that Boise States guy's
book.
That's
right, yeah.
With confetti falling, absolutely.
So all day today, we talked about greatest moments, greatest times, all these things that Travis Kelce has given us. And, I mean, I don't know if you can top this.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party!
So many great memories. That ranks in the top three for me, as well as rolling the dice in the Denver game when it looked like he was rolling dice, or maybe he was doing something else. And then I always loved the towel throw in the Jacksonville game. I know that got him ejected, and at the time, we were like, dude, you can't do that. We got to win this game. I know it's Jacksonville, but we got to win this game. We got to keep moving. Gets ejected, and then after that, we kind of saw a different Travis Kelce, but I still love that he kind of went above and beyond and threw the towel at the ref as if it was his own flag.
It was funny. It was
good. Great.
You know, that kind of stuff was fun back in the day, but now he's refocused on everything, and all that matters is winning right now. It doesn't matter about putting up the numbers and doing all that kind of stuff. And I'm sure we'll probably see that. You know, Mitch kind of teased a little bit of that this year. You know, when he only has 700 yards and whatnot, and people are, Carrington, saying that he's washed and whatnot. Remember, they're going to limit what he does in the regular season. If you could pull that cut from Mitch tomorrow while I'm thinking about it, we can kind of go back and talk about that, kind of like what your makeup is going to be for the season and what the expectations are going to be, you know, for the season. Because tomorrow we're exactly 1 month away, right? Mm-hmm. We're 4 Fridays away from the start of the NFL season. And I know people are going to have these grandiose expectations and what they want and what they expect. I'll be honest with you, man. If you're like a fantasy football player this year and you're looking at what Chiefs to draft, take Mahomes and nobody else, because I'm sure it's not just Travis that's going to be limited this year. Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice still aren't on the practice field, so I would imagine their productivity is probably going to be, and Rashee with the suspension as well. So it's going to be a weird offensive year, I think, for this football team. A fun one, but it's going to be weird. Like, people are going to wonder where all the yards went at the end of the year. You're going to look at it and go, damn, 4,700 yards passing, 45 touchdowns. Nobody had more than 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards, but somehow we got to where we are. That's why I think it's going to be a fun and exciting year. I think there's going to be so many people involved in this offense.
From the 785, thank you, fellas. Beautiful, emotional show. From the 913, you guys put on a great show today. Super nostalgic and also just great to see how many people in the city love Travis. And then from our guy on the honeymoon, we went to upstate New York. It was beautiful, and I got some decent fishing in. The old lady went 5 rounds with the champ also.
Hey, very good.
There you go.
Upstate New York is beautiful, my man. I hope you had a good time out there. It's from the 816. So where'd you go in upstate New York? You go to the Finger Lakes region? You go to Lake George? What'd you do up there? The Adirondacks?
Bob's asking for pictures next. He wants the whole, I
got a friend that's in Europe, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go send pictures. No, I'll post. I'm like, no, send me the pictures. I want to see what you're doing. I do. I love looking at other people's vacations and getting ideas and seeing people having a good time. Like, isn't that what life's about, right? Go out there and have some fun and let us share it with you.
Somebody says, because of the show today, I'm wearing my Burrowhead My Ass shirt.
Hell yes.
There you go.
Shut your mouth, jabroni.
Yeah.
What a great time. Oh, man. So, Mac, you were what, 13 years ago? So you would have been 18?
14?
14, 15? 5. Come on. Favorite Travis Kelce memory?
Man, there's just so many.
Because he's probably right. He started like right in your ripe time of sports fandom.
Yeah, you know how it is. When you're a young kid and you have all the time in the world to be obsessed about it, girls are like second, you know, yeah, that's not really, it's just sports.
How's it different
stats.
From today?
Yeah.
For me, it's the same thing. For me, I'm in the same boat. Girls are second, sports is first.
Sports is first, that's the way it was, especially when you're a kid. That's
all second, gambling third. Yes, girls are somewhere in the list.
It might be recency bias, but I think we talked about it earlier, that run where they were only 11 games, you know, led the league in drops, no wide receivers, everyone had counted them out, and they have to go on the road, you know, every game to get to the Super Bowl. And that first game against the Ravens in the divisional win,
Miami was the first one where Kling froze on the sidelines. Yes. I think he's still there, actually. We got to go thaw him out before the season starts.
He looks like that guy at the end of Goldeneye. I am invincible.
Then it was Buffalo, right?
Then they went to Buffalo beat their ass. Then to Baltimore for the championship game, beat that ass, yes, too. Yes. Had that taste.
Exactly. And then the first touchdown of the game against Kyle Hamilton, who had not allowed a single touchdown all season, mossed him, perfect throw. And then there was another play in that game where Kelce ran around for like 10 seconds behind the line of scrimmage, two guys on him, and he just kind of flips it to Kelce because Kelce knows where he's going to be. On a third down, huge first down. I mean, it was just like one of those just felt really vindicated.
Can I give somebody the day off for the rest of the year from the 816? Yes. That touchdown against the Bills with 13 sexes left.
You're a rock star. Or no, you're made it this far.
That's really good. Well played. I said to my wife, I said, we're going to have 10 sexes. Yeah, 10 sexes. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Hopefully picks of the trip and not the 5 rounds. LOL. Yes, please, no. I don't need that.
I just want the beautiful scenery. I want the pictures of the fish you caught, too.
No doubt. It's been a nice time talking about Travis Kelce. Thanks to Mac Morey. Thanks to Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes, Andy Reid, Butch Jones, all of those involved with this show today that put this over the top. We thank you all for watching, all for listening. Good luck, Cody and Alex. I'm kidding. Coming up next, you can listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen to them live in St. Joe, but as always, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Stay groovy, Kansas City. Travis, enjoy it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.